In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to pray our shortened divine office and try to combine that with our liturgy of the Word for this wonderful Sunday. God, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold us now and always. Amen. Today we get to celebrate the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 25, a quarter of a century, 25. I'm a little tired right now, but I'm still glad to be able to give you the little participation in God's Word that we do here together to reflect. First, let us pray the shortened divine office. Lightly I run in the way you have shown, for you have opened my heart to receive your law. Part 4 of Psalm 119. My soul lies in the dust, by your will revive me. I declared my ways, and you answered, teach me your statutes. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, and I will muse on your wonders. My soul pines away with grief. By your word, raise me up. Keep me from the way of error, and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of truth, with your decrees before me. I bind myself to do your will. Lord, do not disappoint me. I will run the way of your commands. You give freedom to my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, hear our prayers. Comfort us and save us. Save our relatives and friends who are in most need. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lightly I run in the way you have shown, for you have opened my heart to receive your law. Lead me, Lord, in the way of your commandments. Part 5, Psalm 119. Teach me the demands of your statutes, and I will keep them to the end. Train me to observe your law, to keep it with my heart. Guide me in the path of your commands, for there is my delight. Bend my heart to your will and not to love of gain. Keep my eyes from what is false. By your word, give me life. Keep the promise you have made to the servant who fears you. Keep me from the scorn I dread, for your decrees are good. See, I long for your precepts. Then in your justice, give me life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, help us be able to truly have the Word of God, the law of God, abiding in us, so that we may observe its precepts truly. Save us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lead me, Lord, in the way of your commandments. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and cherish it in their hearts. Lord, let your love come upon me, the saving help of your promise, and I shall answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth from my mouth, for I trust in your decrees. I shall always keep your law forever and ever. I shall walk in the path of freedom, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your will before kings and not be abashed. Your commands have been my delight. These I have loved. I will worship your commands and love them and ponder your statutes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and cherish it in their hearts. Thank you for your priests who be ordained soon. As I said, we're going to do the shortened form of the divine office now, and we'll progress into the liturgy of the word if we have time. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The prophet's life is a sign for the people. Thus the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. But do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Groan in silence. Make no lament for the dead. Bind on your turban. Put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your beard, and do not eat the customary bread. That evening, my wife died, and the next morning I did as I had been commanded. Then the people asked me, "Will you not tell us what all these things that you are doing mean for us?" I therefore spoke to the people that morning, saying to them, "Thus the word of the Lord came to me, saying to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I will now desecrate my sanctuary. The stronghold of your pride, the delight of your eyes, the desire of your soul, the sons and daughters you left behind shall fall by the sword. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. All that he did, you shall do when it happens. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. You shall do as I have done, not covering your beards, nor eating the customary bread. Your turbans shall remain on your heads, your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall rot away because of your sins and groan to one another. As for you, son of man, truly on the day I take away from you, from them their bulwark, their glorious joy, the delight of their eyes, the desire of their soul, the pride of their hearts, their sons and daughters, that day the fugitive will come to you, that you may hear it for yourself. That day your mouth shall be opened, and you shall be dumb no longer. Thus you shall be a sign to them, and they shall know that I am the Lord." Responsory prayer. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. You shall do just as he has done, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. We'll save the second reading for after the Mass readings. I'm just going to throw in some of the things from the Mass so we can have kind of a combined divine office and liturgy of the Word. My brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to continue to hear God's Word. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Against those who buy the poor for money is the caption. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuge of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A response prayer is, praise the Lord who lifts up the poor, or Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. He raises up the lowly from the dust. From the dunghill he lifts up the poor to seat them with princes, with the princes of his own people. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. The caption for our second reading is, let prayers be offered for everyone, to God, who wills everyone to be saved. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we might lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle, and I am speaking the truth, I am not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands, with anger, without anger or argument. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia. Alleluia. You cannot serve both God and mammon. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship. because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in the master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, How much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another the steward said, And you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, Here is your promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will give you true wealth? Who will give you with true wealth? Who will trust you with true wealth? I'm tired tonight. If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is a beautiful communion antiphon. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine know me. Now we'll come back and read that second reading from the Divine Office in place of a homily, or as our homily for today. It's from a sermon, again, on pastors by St. Augustine of Hippo, Bishop. The caption is, On Weak Christians. You have failed to strengthen the weak, says the Lord. He is speaking to wicked shepherds, false shepherds, shepherds who seek their own concerns and not those of Christ. They enjoy the bounty of milk and wool, but they take no care of all the sheep, and they make no effort to heal those who are ill. I think there is a difference between one who is weak, that is not strong, and one who is ill, although we often say that the weak are also suffering from illness. My brothers, when I try to make that distinction, perhaps I could do it better and with greater precision, or perhaps someone with more experience and insight could do so. But when it comes to the words of Scripture, I say what I think so that in the meantime, you will not be deprived of all profit. In the case of the weak sheep, it is to be feared that the temptation, when it comes, may break him. The sick person, however, is already ill by reason of some illicit desire or another, and this is keeping him from entering God's path and submitting to Christ's yoke. There are men who want to live a good life and have already decided to do so, but are not capable of bearing sufferings, even though they are ready to do good. Now it is a part of the Christian's strength not only to do good works, but also to endure evil. Weak men are those who appear to be zealous in doing good works, but are unwilling or unable to endure the sufferings that threaten. Lovers of the world, however, who are kept from good works by some evil desire, lie sick and listless, and it is this sickness that deprives them of any strength to accomplish good works. The paralytic was like that. When his bearers could not bring him in to the Lord, they opened the roof and lowered him down to the feet of Christ. Perhaps you wish to do this in spirit, to open the roof and to lower a paralytic soul down to the Lord. All its limbs are lifeless, it is empty of every good work, burdened with its sins and weak from the illness brought on by its evil desires. Since all its limbs are helpless and the paralytic is interior, you cannot come to the physician. But perhaps the physician himself is concealed within, for the true understanding of Scripture is hidden. Reveal therefore what is hidden, and thus you will open the roof and lower the paralytic to the feet of Christ. As for those who fail to do this and who are negligent, you have heard what was said to them. You have failed to heal the sick. You have failed to bind up what was broken. Of this we have already spoken. Man was broken by terrible temptations, but there is at hand a consolation that will bind what is broken. God is faithful. He does not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Responsory prayer. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I became all things to all men, that I might save at least some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. I became all things to all men, that I might save at least some. I believe in, let's profess our faith in the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the power of the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is our helper who sustains and sanctifies our life. With confidence in our Father's unfailing love, we ask him for the Church, that through her the good news of God's love may be proclaimed to the poor and to all in need of mercy, that God's boundless bounteous kindness will transform the hearts and minds of those who govern and legislate, that on this National Catechetical Sunday, God may bless those engaged in the work of education and the faith, for the conversion of all whose lives are dominated by envy, violence, and hate or hatred, for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, for the grace this week to be generous and faithful stewards of all we have been entrusted with. Pray for Bill, for Henry, for all their intentions, for Julia, for Father Rob, Father Vili, Father Edson, Father Jim, and all of our priests that we're closely associated with, and Father Simon, too. Pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart. Loving Father, thank you for the countless proofs of your gentleness. May we always praise your name, for it is good, for its goodness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions before we finish. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.